is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. House prosecutors spent the day Thursday hammering away at U.S. President Trump and his dealings with Ukraine as they continued to lay out their case in his Senate trial. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
One House manager, California Congresswoman Zoe Lofgren, tells the Senate President Trump had no choice but to obstruct Congress by refusing to turn over documents concerning his actions with Ukraine.
You may assume the documents that are being withheld would probably incriminate the president. Otherwise, why wouldn't he have provided them?
But South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott says Lofgren and the other House managers seem to be following an old adage.
That if you just say it often enough, it must be true.
Trump is accused of seeking a pair of investigations by Ukraine, including one of Joe Biden and Biden's son, using congressionally approved military aid as leverage. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Russian lawmakers unanimously approved its first reading, a sweeping constitutional reform bill put forward by President Vladimir Putin. All 432 lawmakers present in the State Duma voted in favor of the bill on Thursday, just 3 days after the amendments were presented to Parliament. The bill will then face a third reading, but with Parliament dominated by Kremlin-loyal lawmakers, it's unlikely to face any pushback. If in much at all, once approved in the three readings, the Duma, the bill will go to the Federation Council, the upper house of parliament, before being signed into law by Putin. Putin's announcement of the reforms during his State of the Nation address on January 15th was quickly followed by the resignation of the prime minister and the government and the appointment of a new premier as well as a cabinet. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.